What? Make some noise, ladies and gentlemen, from LA to New York, Chicago, to Mississippi. Let's give it up for America's number one funny man, Rodney. What's up, party people? It's your boy, Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. We are indeed live today. It's the first day back to school. I had to take my daughter to school this morning. She was lollygagging around the house. And I got to go back to the school and take a damn, what's her instrument? Tuba. How you forget a damn tuba, child? Anyway, it's a good day. She looked beautiful. She got a little outfit, got her hair done. Fried that and laid to the side. This is our eighth grade year. Do you guys remember when you were in the eighth grade? For God's sakes, OMG. Let's get right into the show. My friends are rocking with me today. Let me see. First of all, Victor Marshall is in the building. I see you, brother. Andromeda is in the building. You get to see Andromeda rock with me this Friday. And Alfreda Jackson, always a pleasure to see you, sis. All the way from, I think, the Virgin Islands or something like that. Welcome to the show, Miss Alicia Cooper. What's up,
hey,
Alicia?
Hey, how you doing, Rodney?
are you on vacation?
Yeah, I'm in Cancun right now.
Cancun. So are you with you like your love of your life? Or you out there with a dude?
Yeah, I'm out there with my family. Yep. My family.
That ain't the same thing. I thought y'all was asking you, was you with a dude out there?
No, I wish.
hey, you know what? The beautiful thing about being a comedian is you get to go and rock all these beautiful places. I got a chance to go on a cruise with you this year. Yes. Tom joined the cruise, was really outstanding. And got to meet your sister for the first time, man.
Yes.
You guys are like almost twins. So what was it like to hang out on Tom joined the Fantastic Voyage with your sister?
It was a lot of fun because we share a dad. So, and we have a 11-year age difference. So we didn't grow up together. She grew up an only child with her mom, and I grew up an only child with my mama. And we forged a relationship as adults. So it's just good to be able to hang out as adults and just have a good time. And we had a good time.
You know what? That's an interesting concept because I was telling a friend today, I think siblings that share a father are more related than siblings that simply share a mother because all your DNA is in your dad.
Oh, wow.
And stuff like that is in your dad. So, yeah.
Yeah. And that's why we look so much alike.
That's why y'all look so much alike. Well done, Pops. Alicia Cooper's in the building. How about this? A-L-Y-C-I-A. How often do people misspell your name?
99.9% of the time.
Yeah, I've been knowing you for years. I got your name in my phone wrong, and you sent it over to me. I was like, who the fuck?
But let me tell you, Rodney, I try to gently correct you and everybody else because you send a text, and my name will be spelled wrong, and I'll reply, and then at the bottom, I spell it correctly. And I'm like, I hope they catch this. Don't nobody catch it.
I caught it because that's what happened. And I was like, you know what? Let me not, because I'm really conscious, as long as I've been doing this show, not to mess people's names up if I can help it. Another name that I mess up right here, this young man coming to the stage. Had the pleasure of watching him probably throughout his whole career, man. Ladies and gentlemen, Chicago's finest, Mr. Mark Henderson. What's up, Mark? How are you?
What up, fam? What's good with y'all?
I've been putting the K at the back of your name for many years.
I get that. I always tell people, like, my mother didn't know how to spell, so she spelled it with a C instead of a K.
But is a cool-ass name.
Everybody spells it with a K, though.
But it helps you in the union, though. It helps differentiate you in the union.
I like that. I joined the union.
Tony McCovey just checking in. Good morning, Alicia Cooper and Mr. Perry. Tony McCovey, man, I've been knowing this guy for many years. He's working over there at Monique's show, and one of the good guys, man. Mic'd me up many times. Mark Henderson is in the building, man. Mark, I'm a fan, bro. Let me ask you this: you're a comedian. people say, man, that dude's a great writer. Are they implying that you are less of a comedian?
I have a debate about that because I go back and forth with that because a lot of people be like, man, you're a great writer. You should write for other people. Like, what does that mean? Does that mean you don't think right. I should stand up or I should just write for other people? Like, so.
What you trying to say, motherfucker?
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of times I take that as a compliment, but sometimes, like, you give me, like, a sideways compliment.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, to me, you're an outstanding stand-up comedian and you're an outstanding writer. But, you know, sometimes we diminish our writers, especially in the Black community, we diminish our writers and producers to something less than.
Right. Well, I've felt that throughout the career here and there, but it don't matter.
It don't matter. At the end of the day, it don't matter. Especially if you're getting them checks. How about this? Alicia Cooper been writing and producing and directing and doing everything for years. And we're going to get into that before we get done with the show. I want to bring up my next guest for the day. Ladies and gentlemen, he's an actor. He's a comedian. And I think he writes and produces as well. Welcome to the show, Mr. Rod Minger. What's up, Rod?
What's up, people? How y'all doing?
What up, Rod?
Now, that's Rod, not Rodney at all.
Nah, nowhere near.
You're Roderick.
Roderick, yes. On the Roderick. Black, Roderick, you know, just take the E on out. They're going to take it out for me. So
Roderick. Hey, Rod Minger, you almost too tall to be a comedian, bro.
I've heard that before. I've heard that.
You're almost too tall. You right on the edge. You're what? You're a good 6'1", 6'2"?
6'1".
6'1" is the... You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. There's Ture Gordon. There's Sinbad. There's some tall comedians out there. But comedians generally live around 5'4" and up.
The truth. All the top 10 are short. Martin, Kev, who else short? Cat, Eddie Murphy. All them short. You're right. Damn.
Eddie Murphy might be 5'10", though. He may be 5'10". I was watching a documentary about him last night. He looks taller than I thought he was.
He's taller than them. Yeah.
I tell people all the time, I'm taller than Kevin. That's all I need. Kevin, a smooth 5'2" to 5'4".
5'3"? He's 5'3", though, right?
He may be 5'3", but I think he's more like 5'4". Well, I know Cat might be a little taller than him at 5'4", though.
Is he taller than Benny Pitts?
Everybody taller than Benny Pitts. I'm sure. I don't know if it's true or not. I'm just talking out the side of my neck. Hey, man, a lot of show today to get to. Alicia Cooper is in the building. Mark Henderson is in the building. And my man, Rod Minger. Here's the question of the day, guys. How long do you wait to move on? Like, let's say whether that thing is a breakup, whether that thing is if you lose. Like, my friend, her husband passed away. She said she waited 7 months before she began to date again. Is that acceptable? Like, how much time should be in that gap before you get back into living life? Mark, what are your thoughts?
Say it again. Oh, my thoughts. That's a very good question. I know I was in a situation a couple of years ago, so it took me about a year to get over the situation.
Okay.
But I do wish I would have moved on like way sooner than that. So I say I'll give it 2 months.
2 months? Goodness gracious! Not for a death.
Oh, you said specifically a death. I thought you just meant in general.
No, this is me going deeper into it. That's all. I apologize. I didn't say that at all. I mean,
a death.
Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. It's a difference if they're dead or if they die on the street.
What's the difference? Like, how long is long enough?
I think if they dead, you should give them a year, you know.
A whole year?
Yeah,
so you gotta, I think you give them till you're not no longer mourning.
Yeah, it takes me a year, you know. That's usually, yeah, I don't get it. When somebody dies, it takes me a year to get it together. But if they down the street, it takes me 3 years because I be partying and having a good time. I got my life back. You know, all that time I wasted, I give myself 3 years of just party time.
Goodness gracious. Rod Minger, man, you a married guy. how long is long enough, man? If something happens to your significant other, How long do you give that person? And I'm gonna put the caveat on it. You're a sexual creature. You need you some pussy cat to make it through life.
Yeah, that's funny you said that, because I was going to say there's two types of moving on. There's moving on to satisfy your lustful and sexual needs, and there's moving on for actual companionship. Now, sexual needs...
you know what? Come on, give me that. Give me that.
Yeah. So sexual needs can happen almost immediate. That can happen within the same damn month. Let's just be realistic. Let me be real. Because let's be real. Even when they're alive, you barely holding on every month anyway, okay? So once they're gone, the sexual and the physical part is easy, right? Now, for companionship, it's like Mark said, you need to make sure that you are in a place where you are actually mentally over them, where you're not in the next relationship, bringing them up all the time, being triggered by their memories with the next person, ain't got nothing to do with the new person. You know, you got to hang it on circles, you know what I'm saying? So that takes time.
So Roger, I want to be like, that scrunchie you wearing reminds me of Tina.
I went on a date with a girl one time, way before my wife. We went on a date, man, and she started drinking.
Tell us anything.
And we was at a happy hour at an Old Charlie's, I'll never forget. And man, she got a little buzz, and she started venting to me, talking about how happy she was. She had just got out of a relationship. But as she was venting, she started crying.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, ma'am, you have no business out with nobody. You don't need to be out with nobody. You need to
get off this date. Yes.
Your ass need to be in the house watching Netflix, period.
Why? Did you smash?
No, I did not smash. I ain't go out with it no more. That was a bit much for me. I'm cool. I don't want
to see Rob Minger. You're a good guy, Rob Minger. I know my friends would have took that lady down that night. Hey, nobody want no pity stuff, but we will take it. All right, moving on. I want to play this video for y'all. What y'all think of this, man? I really want to get your opinion. We got the guys on the show today. It's three guys. Alicia Cooper, I want to get your opinion as well, because this is so lame to me. Oh, my God.
My homeboy got mad at me. Now he ain't talking to me, because we in the club, and he tried to talk to these women, but he married. And I told him, hey, bro, you need to cut that out. He told me, man, why you hating, bro? I ain't hating. I ain't tell you to walk down that aisle. I ain't tell you introduce me to this woman and you go get that ring on your finger. Got me out on this wedding, spending all this money to come to y'all wedding to watch you come in this club and cheat and mess it all up. That's my money I spent on your wedding. I spent my money on your wedding. And I spent a lot of it, too. We all in Vegas. And all of that, all these casinos, and I'm spending all of my money. Nah, y'all stand together. You the one introduced me to this lady. Got me calling her sis all the time and all that. I'm not finna be lying in this woman face. Boy, you better go get you a drink. I pay for it. Get you a drink and sit down somewhere, bro, because you ain't finna. Nah, I spent too much money on y'all wedding.
ain't he absolutely breaking a man law? Like, fellas, tell me, like, would you ever treat, like, I mean, Martin, you single in the streets. You wouldn't throw your guy under the bus just because he married now, right?
No, that's their business. I don't know their situation. I don't know what she done did. I don't know what he done did. I'm minding my business. That's you, because after you move on, I'm still your friend. If you say you're moving on and I get on your side and y'all get back together, I'm the bad guy. So I'm just completely neutral in that whole scenario. Do what you want to do. That's your life.
Wow, I'm not mad at that. Alicia Cooper, is this guy lame or is he making a good point, man? He paid for all his money. He was in the wedding. He had to buy a tuxedo. He had to help get the flowers. Hey, is he making a good point?
Man, I love this dude, whoever he is, because as a comic, you know, we look for originality. And I've never heard that point of view before. That was very original. You know, you're going to stay right. I just flew into Vegas and got this touch. You about to fuck this whole thing up. And got this shower gift and this damn wedding gift and shit. And you're going to play around? Nah, hell no. Nah. I agree with him. That was so creative. And you never hear that. I would expect a woman to say that. So you never hear that from a man's point of view. I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was brilliant. I like him.
Alicia said that's something that a woman would say. Is that true, Rob Minger? Ain't that really a lame man's point of view? Your boys can't throw you under the bus. Now, you ain't going to dip out on your lady, but don't be a hater at the club. Let me have some fun.
Hey, dog, but you're missing the worst part. The worst part is he did that damn post. You can talk to your homeboy like that while y'all together at the bar between you right. and him. You gonna do a social media post? You see how Alicia said, oh, she thought a woman would say that?
Yeah.
Bro, a woman would say that to a homegirl, but she ain't gonna do no Instagram post. She ain't gonna do no Instagram post, bro. I don't like that.
That's true.
Right, how about
move.
That?
It's a lame move.
I think it's super lame. I was so mad. As I watched the video, I was mad. I was literally mad at this guy.
My homeboy got mad at me. Now he ain't talking to me. Because we in the club, and he tried to talk to these women, but he married.
I talked to your ass either, dog.
You eating chicken wings on a video. You got greasy fingers being a hater. You different, bro. You're a different dude.
But, you know what? If more men were like him, if more men were like him, the divorce rate wouldn't be over 50%. I like him.
Wow. Alicia Cooper has said she has spoken. Alicia, all right, Alicia, you this type of girl.
Wait, Alicia. There are a lot of men like this, okay? I have, hey, dog, you sure? I've asked him, but the code is broken from the video. There's some men that be like, hey, dog, don't do it. Now, like Mark said, we ain't finna fight you over it. I'm not finna fight you because you want to kill your wife. That's you. But I'm like, hey, dog, right. You sure? You sure about that?
But, Rod, what I'm talking about is the fear of having it put on social media. He's added an extra level of fear to the cheating man. Wow. And I love it.
Oh, how about
of course,
that?
Of course you do, Alicia.
Hey, you know, it's crazy we even talking about this subject because it's one of those things, man. There's so many things that's taboo in the man world. And it, to me, blowing up one of your guys is totally unacceptable, man.
Lame.
Even if he's a piece of shit, you just never blow him up.
Yeah.
But the you worst know thing what, Ronnie? Social media is all of his married friends, all of their wives going to be like, well, which one is he talking about?
How mm-hmm. about that?
Yeah. But let me tell y'all, but we can't be hypocritical, though. What do we say to white people? We tell white people, if you're not a racist, you won't get called a racist. If you're not a cheater, you ain't got to worry about your boy doing this to you.
You know what? You know, Alicia Cooper.
You're about to piss me off this morning. I'm tired of it now. Ooh. I'm sick of it. You're going too far.
But like I said, ooh. We don't know what's going on in their situation. Did the wife cheat first? Could be a cheat back.
Thank you.
Could be a cheat back. Wow. Stay out of their business. Stay out of their business.
Black women cheat, man.
Hey, I've even told my son that before because my son, was his sister was getting into it with this guy. And they would, you know, I was like, son, I'm just going to sound bad, but you need to stay out of that. Because if they going to get back together,
yep.
And you're going to be the one that ain't invited to the barbecue no more.
Yep, and you still going.
There's too many times. All right. How do y'all feel about toxic girls? Toxic girls.
Go ahead, Alicia.
In what sense?
You know what? At least you brought you. That's a good point. That's a great point. In what sense? Like this young lady right here. Check her out.
I'm sitting here thinking one of my toxic traits is if you like me and I happen to like you back, we're talking every day. Because, baby, guess what? Consistency is key. And I'm not playing none of them games. You wake up in the morning, call me. Good morning, baby. Good morning, baby. What you doing? What's on the agenda today? Can I see you or what? You had a long night? Call me so I know you made it home safe. Matter of fact, call me when you make it home because I'm coming home too. Fuck is you talking about? That's what I'm saying. Don't like me if you don't want no smoke. Do not like me if your pen don't work and you can't sign here. Because I'm not playing. I know how I get. Because what is you doing? You not talking to me. What is you doing? Huh? And I'm not saying we got to be on the phone listening to each other breathe, not talking about nothing. No. But you feel me throughout the day? Give me a little call, a little text or something. Let me know you think about next time. All that extra stuff? Nah, don't like me if you don't want me pressured up about you. Because I'm pressured about mine. And we talking every day. Don't think you're going a day without talking to me. Because what is you doing?
She is perfect to be fine. Hey, is this a reality? Like if you're in a relationship, Rob Minger, do you expect that you of course you're gonna talk to your lady every day, all day, right?
Yeah. Not all day. No, I'm not a big phone person, but we're gonna be consistent in our communication though. But okay. No, I'm not talking to you all day. I don't want to talk to myself all day. You know what I mean? Like some women want too much communication though. Like it's a lot. Now, what you do got to build is a boundary where there is a consistency going on. Like me and my wife were long distance for our first year. So there was certain times we set aside through each day, like, hey, I'm gonna call you at this time. Your break is at this time. You know, we worked on cruise ships. I know Mark and Alicia didn't know that. So, you know, we were on two different sides of the country. So we had to pick specific times. But outside of those specific times.
Like, and y'all had to get in those windows because Wi-Fi may or may not be working at certain times of the day, blah, blah.
Correct. So that has to be established. But I ain't talking to y'all damn day. Hell no.
Mark Henderson, you out there in them streets, you're a single man. Talk to me.
I recently had a toxic situation. Say it again.
Is she too needy?
I recently had a toxic situation, and I'm to the point where it's time to detox, and I'm not doing any more toxic situations. It messes with you mentally every day. I mean, I get where a person wants to talk to you, they need to talk to you, but if it's getting like to that point where you got to talk to them every break, every time they think you're available, that's just, you're so overstepping your boundaries, and you're just too needy. Wow. That's something you need the therapist for.
Hey, Alicia Cooper, does this go both ways? Is dudes asking for this type of time too?
Some do, but I think it all comes back. When I watched the video, what I saw from that young lady was insecurity. You know, she seemed hella insecure. And I think, you know, we all would probably agree with this. Relationships work because of friendships. You know, you have to be friends with somebody in order for it to work long term. And if she has a friend that she's in a relationship with, she wouldn't sound like that. She sounds like somebody that doesn't trust. She sounds like somebody that's very needy, you know, very clingy. And that doesn't really work well long term. So, she sounds a bit much.
But that's what it basically is. They're just basically trying to check up on you to make sure you're not cheating. They need to know where you are at all times.
If right.
Too long in between.
Or maybe, guys, maybe she just in love.
No, sir. Exciting news. I love Rodney. That is not. How many times do you talk to your wife when you go on the road, Rodney? A day.
To be honest, when I'm on the road, we talk more than we do when we're face to face. Like when I'm on the road, we might talk 4 or 5 times a day. Like I'm going to talk to her right before I go up. I'm going to talk to her when I get back to the room. I'm going to talk to her some point during the day. And I might talk to her when I first get off the plane.
Yeah, that's the married kid right there. That's the married kid. It is. That's the married kid.
She's like, you only want to talk to me when you're on the road. I'll be like, what? Who are you? You crazy, lady.
So you actually talking. You're not texting.
No, you got to talk.
I'm not a texter. Same. If I text more than 2 lines to your ass, I'm about to call.
And then I'm the type, Rodney, you probably like me with this too. I'm not a texter either. And everybody always think I'm responding dry. I'm like, it's not dry, but it's too much to text. So we got to have a conversation. It's too much to text. I hate that.
Yeah, I don't like texting no damn long ass paragraph worth of shit. All right, guys. Last video of the day. What's up, Rodney? Hardiman is in the building. What's up, Rod? Rodney said, we know immediately it's not worth it. Have a plan as to what type you want. She wasn't insecure. She's straight ghetto. Talk about her ghetto friends. Oh, that wasn't called for, Rodney. You had to talk about the girl. Hey, what's wrong with a ghetto girl? I love a ghetto, good ghetto. The ghetto or the better. I love me a good ghetto girl.
Yeah, she was hood now. That was a hood chick. I know hood chick. She like, she was straight from where I'm from, Montgomery, Alabama. Yeah, that was hood.
I like that type of shit.
You said, okay. Fuck you talking about, Mark. You heard her? Fuck you talking about. I knew right.
Right.
All right. New game I made up for the show. This is called Absolute Facts. I'm going to shoot y'all some absolute facts. Y'all tell me what y'all thoughts are on them. Let's see. Hey, let me find it right here. Oh, there we go. Absolute fact. Mark Henderson. Beyonce is the best performer ever.
False. You said facts? That's completely
absolute
false.
Fact, Mark Henderson.
Come on, man. Michael Jackson, dude.
Who?
Michael Jackson, and give respect to Prince as well. I'm older, so this generation don't really know about them. But you know about him, Roddy. What are you talking about?
I know about him. I like Mike. I like Hammer more than Mike and Prince.
Stop it. Cap.
Stop, yes.
Cap.
Throw a cap.
Beyonce is the best performer ever. Rod Mingo, what's your thoughts?
No, Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson all day.
Michael Jackson. What about James Brown?
Michael Jackson was a better performer than James Brown.
You on crack cocaine. Alicia Cooper.
James Brown.
I'm with them. I would give Michael Prince then Beyonce.
And you and this James Brown stuff, you remember the feud between Michael Jackson and James Brown and MC Hammer? I think that's what really ruined MC Hammer's career because he tried to come against Michael Jackson.
That might be true. All right, here we go. Here we go, guys. Alicia Cooper. This is a little lewd, but I'm just throwing it out there. You don't have to answer it if you don't want to. Vagina is way better than head.
What?
Vagina is way better than head.
Well, everything female is way better than anything male.
That's a fact.
I can't disagree with that, man. I can't disagree with that.
You can't disagree with that.
Mm-mm. Mark Henson. Facts.
I think it was unnecessary.
All right, Rob Minger, here we go. A crazy woman is crazier than a crazy guy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why there's a show called Snapped. It's all about crazy-ass women killing men over love. 70% of the women that are in prison are over love crimes. Crazy women are out of control, bro. Absolutely. Dudes just get mad, want to fight a little bit. Not that it's okay, Alicia. I'm not saying that. But most times,
it sounds like you said that.
Listen. Most times, like, man, that nigga crazy. He hit me a couple times. Niggas don't live to tell their stories.
Wait a minute. Mark Henderson, a crazy woman is crazier than a crazy guy. Now, I've known some damn crazy guys, and when they crazy, they super crazy.
Yeah, I've been hearing way more stories about the crazier dudes doing, like, murder / suicide, so I'm going to go ahead and go with the fellas are a little bit more crazy on that one.
Alicia Cooper, crazy women are crazier than crazy guys. What's your thought?
I agree. I think it has to do with the estrogen.
Thank you.
You know, and the fact that we can create life, but I think gay guys are crazier than lesbians.
Wow, how about that?
You see them snatching weaves out and getting yanking all kinds.
Hey, guys, it's out of control.
They and videos is way worse.
And it's super out of control. Okay.
Fair. It's fair.
All right, guys. Y'all probably don't even care about this. Mark Henderson. We have never been to the moon. America. Humans.
What's the question?
It's an absolute fact. We've never been to the moon.
Stop it.
Oh, you're talking about that video? I believe that. Yeah, I don't think we've ever been to the moon. I don't believe that video was real.
I don't. I'd say we did. We didn't. We ain't been back.
Yeah.
And how do we? What's the technology to help you lift off from the moon on the comeback?
Yeah, make it through re-entry and all of that. Yeah, I don't believe that.
Alicia Cooper, we have never been to the moon, an absolute fact or no. What's your thoughts?
I think we have. What was the guy's name that they said went to the moon? Was it that Buzz guy? What was his name?
Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong was up there.
Yeah, the reason I'm going to say yeah is because I watched the movie Hidden Figures.
Yes.
And remember, the black lady was the human computer who helped them with all this stuff.
Everything, if she had known.
So if they didn't make it, then that negates her. So I'm going to go with yes.
Let's not. You know what? I think they might have did that to get black people on board, because you got a great point. Rob Minger, we ain't never been to the moon. What you think?
We've been to the moon, bro, because white people want to move up there. And whatever they want
to
go.
They trying to get out of here.
They going to get up out of here, okay? We ride the oxygen. White folks already got a plan to go to the goddamn moon. We've absolutely been up there.
Yeah, they gonna gentrify the moon.
Get out, bro. It's a way to go to the damn moon, bro. They done been up there. They got cameras. There's cameras up there already. I know it's a Starbucks up there. I already know.
It's a Starbucks on the moon.
You already know it. White folks ain't playing. They ain't going nowhere without their coffee.
The moon bucks.
You're insane. I'll take Chick-fil-A service over Popeye's flavor. Absolute fact.
I'll take
Chick-fil-A service over Popeye's flavor.
Cap. Now, I do like good customer service, but if I want flavor, I'm hungry. I done had a little something to drink, and I got that drunk hunger.
Uh-huh.
And there's a Chick-fil-A and a Popeye's right next door to each other, and there's no line. Right. I'm going to Popeye's 9 out of 10.
I'm gonna disagree with what he just said, because you can go into Popeyes and the line is completely empty and they will still act like they don't see you standing right there waiting to be.
Nigga, I know you see me.
That's my pet peeve. Like, at least address me, say we'll be with you in a minute. They will just leave you there.
I can't stand bad service, man. And my Popeyes around the corner give me bad service all the time. Alicia Cooper.
Yeah, Popeyes gonna give you bad service. They gonna give you bad service.
Chick-fil-A service over Popeyes flavor.
No, Chick-fil-A nuggets too salty. So I'm gonna go ahead on and take my chances with the bad Popeyes. That damn red beans and rice, it ain't nothing like that.
Thank you. Hey, at least them damn nuggets is salty as hell. Don't the hell be going on?
What's going on?
It's a damn limit.
Yeah, they trying to kill us earlier.
This is the first time I ever heard of white people over seasoning their food.
That should be salty. I'd be like, damn.
Yeah.
Usher is better than Chris Brown. Absolute fact.
Fact.
Mark, we go.
I would say dancing, Chris Brown has it, but overall, Usher has it.
Usher.
Yeah.
If I had to pay money for a concert and I could only pay for one, it would be Usher.
Alicia, if you have not been to Vegas to see that Usher show at the MGM, it is.
You saw it?
I saw it. I went last year. I went last year in July. Awesome.
See, I looked and it said the tickets only go to October. If he renews, I'm going to go in 2024.
And the secret is that the tickets are very expensive, Rodney, but this is the secret. If you stay at the MGM, you get a discount.
Really?
Yeah, people try to go and stay somewhere else. So me and my wife went. We stayed at the MGM. So all we had to do was go downstairs for the concert.
Come on now.
The full package.
But how do they know that you stand at the MGM when you buy your tickets?
When you go to the website, it's the option to get the Usher tickets.
I'm gonna do that. I know you don't have no problem with your lady, man, because you mentioned lady, she's an awesome human being. But we saw Keke Palmer get felt up by Usher. Were you prepared? You prepared for your lady to go down and get sung to?
She can get sung to, but her ass wouldn't have been out. You know what I'm saying? Because let's be real. If she take me to see Janet Jackson, Janet Jackson called me on stage, I'm absolutely going. Let's just be realistic.
Oh, do the whole Janet thing when you be locked to the thing?
Bro, you know what my wife gonna do? She gonna record it. She's gonna record the whole thing.
Give me the video.
But my penis ain't gonna be out. I'm not gonna be half naked. You know what I'm saying? That's the difference.
So yeah, Keke Palmer did have a booty out a little bit.
A lot of bit.
Wow. Both cheeks. Mark Henderson, this is your era, man. Keke Palmer is your age group, man. Is she out of control? Could she be your girl?
No, not in that scenario. Of the whole scenario. My only thing with that whole scenario is if you know your man has a problem with that and you still do it, then that's going to cause problems. If he doesn't have a problem with it, fine. But I just think in a relationship, I need to respect my girl. She needs to respect me. We'll have that discussion of what we think is disrespectful. But if you go past what I think is disrespectful and I go past what you think is disrespectful, it's always going to be a problem in that relationship.
Fair.
Alicia Cooper, I think you got the right bubbles for this question.
Yeah, the problem for her scenario was it was already a powder keg because she was doing all that and her man was jobless. So he's not going to have the esteem.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like if her man was gainfully employed and doing his own thing, and she was, even if she had her butt out and all that stuff, it would have been a little bit better. But he at home, no job. Already feeling inadequate, and then you add that on top of it, it's over.
All right, Alicia Cooper. Being funny is better than being cute. Yes or no?
Absolutely. Because humor makes relationships last longer. If you look at the comics, the male comics, they all been married 50, 60, 70 years. Bill Cosby and all them old ones, Bob Hope. All of them, 50, 60, 70. What's the old man, the little shriveled up old man? He was real shriveled up. All of them, 60, 70 years old, long marriages. George Burns
is dead, ain't he?
All of them dead. But they was married like 60. Yeah, they was married 60 years before they died. So it's the humor that kept that going. You know, so I think the humor, so because you're not gonna be as cute as you were when you 80 and 90 years old. It's that, what keeps it going is the humor.
Mark Henderson, like you got your skin is looking immaculate. I'm gonna just say that.
I would say the cuter they are, sometimes the more toxic they are. So assistant humor goes a long way. Like that just breaks all barriers. You haven't.
I don't want no funny bitch. Like, my wife be trying to be funny. She's sarcastic as hell. I'm like, if you don't shut up, lady.
Well, that's because she ain't funny.
Funny, actually, she's funny.
You ain't gonna tell a funny person to shut up because you're too busy laughing.
I don't want to hear it. Shit. All right, Rob Minger. Being funny is better than being cute.
No, it is not. It is not. She got to be cute because you got to be attracted to them for a minute. I don't care what nobody say. They say all these different things, spiritual insides. And
you tell it.
Hey, bro, the first thing you notice when you see anybody is how they look. And then once you fall for them, yeah, you're going to get their personality too. But then you still got to have something to look at or your ass going to run.
Absolute fact. Mark Henderson, bad breath will make me stop being your friend.
Facts.
You a breakup of friendship over some funky breath?
If we hanging out all the time and you ain't getting that taken care of, you got to ride in the car with me and I got to always crack the window, yeah, that's going to cause too many problems.
Yeah, Lisa Cooper, tell me Mark Henderson is losing his damn mind.
No, he's right. It's too much stuff out here. For your breath to be bad. You know, it's too many products. It's too much stuff you can do nowadays. Now, if your breath's stinking today, your ass stinking.
Because if your breath stinking, your ass is definitely on fire. Yes.
Yeah, it's on fire.
Oh, man.
Rob Minger, if your ass got bad breath, I'm going to stop being your friend.
Man, I'm a good friend. So your breath stink, I'm going to always have gum ready for you. I'm going to have Listerine strips. I know a couple niggas with some bad breath. I know a couple women with some bad breath. You know, just wop, wop. I always have mints on deck. I'm always in the offering spirit. You know what I'm saying? I'm always handing it over. And then what I do to make it not look disrespectful, I pop one for myself and I slide one of them.
You got it. You got to take one for yourself. Rodney is in the building. Thank you for tuning into the show. My name is Rodney Perry. Tune in to Rodney Perry Live. Mark Henderson in the building. Alicia Cooper with a Y is in the building. And of course, Rob Minger is in the building. Hey, y'all, let's check this video out. I want to see y'all thoughts on this.
Regardless how the next person feel, I'm not going to take my flag down. If I got a thing to do with it, ain't no monument going to come down.
Daniel Sims says he was adopted as a child.
My whole family's white. Went to all-white school, grew up in an all-white neighborhood. My grandfather was white, and he was the main one that fought in this war here. And he's taught me everything I know.
He explains how he'd feel if the statues and flag were relocated.
It may make my blood boil if they just come up here and feel like they could just tear it down. I don't see me still living if they do that right there. That monument ain't hurting nobody. That monument ain't killing a soul. It ain't talking bad to nobody. It ain't even racist.
But Dunston said...
Hey, yo, Alicia Cooper, how misguided is this young man?
Yeah, I thought it was a skit.
Hey, it is not a skit. It reminds you of the Dave Chappelle skit, though, with the blind white supremacist.
Yeah, yeah. I first of all, he sounds crazy, and he is crazy, and he ain't married to nobody black. Fool need to go sit the heck down, so he don't want to be alive no more. You got bigger issues than that daggone monument, and it's coming down. So I feel bad for you.
How about that? Now, I will say this, Mark and Rod and Alicia. When I was growing up, I didn't know the Dixie flag was bad. I was watching the General Lee and the Dukes of Hazzard, the Duke boys. It did occur to me wasn't no blacks in Hazzard County, but I did watch the show. And then I didn't realize how bad it was. Mark Henderson, what's your thoughts when you look at this guy, man?
They always try to find the one person that's like that to try to justify their reason of trying to keep him around. But I don't know. I just never understand why people like that even think like that. Like, even though you may have not been mistreated yourself, you still see all the injustices done to Black people. So I just don't get how people can have that point of view.
Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah. You'll be surprised, man. A lot of people are and they can justify it too. They'll find a way to make it work in their minds. Rod Minger, what's your thoughts, man? You from Alabama.
Yeah.
You know, I
can't even fathom it, man. You know, because being raised, like you said, being raised in Alabama, like this is pushed down our throats way harder than people from Midwest and up north. So seeing stuff like this to me is just like, it's blasphemous. You know, like unbelievable. Like, I still think it's a skit. I think you want to get some views. I think you want to go viral. And then, because, bro, he can't go out there and protest with no white people about their statue. He couldn't stand out there during the Black Lives Matter movement because he's one of us, no matter how stupid he is.
Hey, how about this? And then he said he went to school with all the screw. And you can't be illiterate and a damn white supremacist.
Black white supremacist. And they said it's so bad for Dukes of Hazzard that nobody is, like, it's not in syndication nowhere.
Really?
Yeah, because of the controversy.
I would like to see
that. I don't know. I didn't know that. I had no idea. That's a good one, Alicia. I did not know that at all. Because I remember, fucking Tom Opat and Bo and Luke Duke, and they would be jumping over shit. They never had no ramp. They just ride up to a hole and jump it. They had a mean-ass horn. That mother car was incredible. I had a little toy Duke. I was a Duke boy. I had a little toy car.
You was a little Black white supremacist.
I was this guy. I don't see why it's a problem.
Jump some ramps.
Yo, hey man, my friends on the show today, Mark Henderson, Alicia Cooper, and the great Rod Minger in the building. What they talking about? There's a direct correlation between illiterate and white supremacy. Is that true? I don't know if that's true, but let's throw it out there.
Herschel Walker, yeah.
Wow.
Herschel Walker is a victim of PTSD from the football field, though. Ain't he?
So he got something going on.
It made him racist?
Hey, to be honest, I think these guys, y'all tell me what y'all think. I think these guys that are Republicans for whatever, and I'm a Democrat because they generally have my interests for the most part, but they can't assume they got my vote either. You got to earn my vote every time.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
That's approach it.
But yeah. when I hear Republican, I think that's synonymous with con, man. Because I don't see that one Republican that's really not getting something for it. You know, it's especially the Black ones. They going all the way to the bank with the lunacy they saying. So Democrats are Democrats because they have a good reason to be a Democrat. There's things they want to see change. They want to help the middle class.
They won't stand up for themselves enough for me, though.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, y'all. New game, this or that, this or that. Here we go, real quick. This or that. Alicia Cooper. Makeup or fresh face?
It just depends. If I got somewhere, if I have something professional to do, it's gonna be makeup.
Okay. Machine got nothing. Hey, that hurt my feelings. Okay. Mark Henderson. Makeup sex or lunchtime sex?
Ooh. Lunchtime, because I don't fight a lot, so.
What?
I don't need to make up a lot, so lunchtime.
He's a lover, not a fighter.
I won't be none. All right, Rod Minger, friends or family?
Friends.
This or that?
Friends.
Wow, that's a big one. Mm-hmm. Alicia Cooper, mom or dad?
Both.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with both on that. Mark Henderson. Snitch or go to jail?
Snitch.
Nigga, if you were relying on my story, nigga, you better go and lock yourself up.
Damn, I go to jail.
Rod Minger, potato salad or baked beans?
Ooh. Depending on who cooked it. God damn. I'm going to go with the potato salad, though.
All right, Alicia Cooper, beef or pork?
Beef.
Oof. And finally, Mark Henderson, good kids or bad kids?
Good kids.
I like a good bad kid, though. That's with a smart mouth. I like a good badass kid. That just makes me happy. Long as it's not mine. Now, my kids can't be bad, but right. Other people's kids can really be bad. I don't give a damn.
Rodney, are you into that gentle parenting?
You know what? We had this question yesterday, and I'll pose to y'all right now. Great question, Alicia. Goodness gracious. Gentle parenting. I guess I am. I'm not a fan of corporal punishment. You know, we grew up getting beatings and stuff. I don't know if it works. I don't know if beatings work. What's your what do you
think? They work.
You think they work? You think Alicia Cooper?
Well, the reason I say that is because okay. When we were growing up and people were getting spanked, you call it beating. People were getting spanked.
I don't know what you got, Alicia Cooper.
I got spanked. And anytime spanked. I got spanked, I deserved it, and I had opportunities to do something different. When we were getting spanked, we didn't have any school shooters.
Okay.
That's my empirical data.
Yep. Yeah. I'm for whoopings. Whoop them. They deserve whoopings. Don't beat them. I don't like the word beat.
Yeah,
me
either.
I don't
think
I ever got beat. I got whoopings that I did deserve, maybe one I didn't. But they even make for great stories with your family. When me and my siblings all get together, we talk about all our whoopings, and we be cracking up laughing to these days.
That shit ain't funny, man. I be mad to this day. I don't. That shit was a beating. My mama make you ass go get the extension cord and rip it off the iron or some dumb shit. That shit was crazy. Rod Minger, man, you gonna be a dad one day. Tell me this, bro. You not a corporal punishment dad. Can't be.
I think it's categories, right? Like you just said, you got beat with the extension cord. Yeah. So you got the extension cord. Your mama snatched whatever she could get her hands on. Alicia said she got spankings.
Rodney got like abused.
Yeah. Rodney, you got abused. That's the difference. But I did a picnic down in Tampa this past weekend. And I absolutely could tell the difference between the kids that had gentle parenting and the kids that got their ass whooped. Kids need to know consequence. And then they don't show out in certain places. I'm at the picnic.
Let me throw this to y'all because y'all agree. Let me throw this to y'all. You telling me you're gonna physically accost the smallest human being in your family?
You know, but see, Rodney, what it is they have to know that it's on the table.
That's it.
Because if they don't know that it's on the table, you got a banshee.
Right. It can't be daily.
Alicia Cooper. Hold on. Stop right there, people. Alicia Cooper, you didn't get no beatings like that.
I did not. But that's because I knew that. But the reason I didn't was because I knew it was a possibility.
Fair. That's it.
Get the hell out of here, Alicia Cooper. Mark Henderson, you didn't get you the smallest kid. You ain't getting no beatings like that.
Again, I didn't get beat. I got whooped. I got whooped a lot. I got a few whoops. I got whooped twice in one day one time, and I ran away.
I got two ass whoopings in the same day.
Craig? I got a whooping. I got mad. I ran away, and I realized I couldn't make it out on my own. And I came back, and I got a whooping for running away.
You ran away.
never did it again.
And you never ran away again.
Yeah, I ran away. I ran away. My mama let me go, and she's like, somebody gonna kick your ass out eventually. I stayed with my buddy for like 4 days.
I went outside with a piggy bank in my book bag, realized by like 6 o'clock I had enough, I couldn't afford anything to eat, nowhere to stay. Went right back home.
How old were you, Mark? How old were you?
I think I was like 11.
In Chicago?
Rod Minger.
In Chicago.
Right. In Chicago, on the South Side. Goodness gracious. Rod Minger, tell me this, man. I mean, you gonna be a dad. Are you really gonna beat these kids, man?
I'm not gonna beat them, Rodney, but they will get their ass popped. You see how that sounds different? They're gonna get their ass popped. They're gonna know, like, don't do this stupid stuff in public. Don't touch these types of things. Don't get into this.
But we don't solve no other problem like that. Like, it's people that need their ass whooped in real life. You don't whoop their ass. Why would you whoop
the small? But he also he's not responsible for them.
Exactly. I can't be responsible by acting stupid at the comedy show. I just look, that's just an ignorant Negro to me. But if somebody in my house getting loud and I'm on the phone, or I'm on a Zoom call or doing whatever, stairs down.
Pop that thigh.
Oh, join us today. Marcus Harvey is checking in. What's up, Marcus Harvey? He said, what's up out there, everybody?
Marcus Harvey.
Yeah. We are. I believe the whoopings or the corporal punch, whatever you call it, is all residual from slavery, man.
But it is, but the closer you were to a slave, the worse you got. My great grandmother told me, because her grandparents were slaves, that picture that they had in the, you know, on the frame with the man with his back busted out from the whip,
yeah,
that's how my great grandmother and them used to get disciplined. So each generation, it was better and better and better. You know, so now pop on the thigh ain't so bad.
You saying slavery isn't even biblical, like spare the rod, spoil the child, like before slavery.
It's biblical, Rodney.
I'll take that, Mark Henderson. That's a great point. Man, you guys debated me today. It's been a great show, man. I can't thank y'all enough for coming on. Alicia Cooper, you got a new album coming out. Talk to me about it.
Yes, it's called Alicia Cooper for President, you know, because people don't want Joe Biden or Donald Trump to run in this next upcoming election. So I'm running for president. You know, I don't have $700 million.
You're going to be showcased on SiriusXM as well.
Yeah, it's already on. It's on three channels. She's So Funny, Kevin Hart, and Raw Dog. So it's on three stations right now. And yeah, you can get it on iTunes, Alicia Cooper for President. And when it comes time to vote, write my name in. You know, because I'm the president you're going to want. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to reverse them airline bag fees.
Hey, I'm not mad at that. Ladies and gentlemen, the super funny Alicia Cooper, man. Alicia, we go back so many years. I can't thank you enough for coming on the show, man. You just made
my day. Thank you. Rodney, I think you was present the very first time I ever got on stage in L.A.
That might be true, man. I've been around a long time. You know, I saw a lot of firsts. Mark Henderson, Chicago's own, man. How do we stay in touch, bro?
Comedian Mark Henderson on Instagram or all social medias. Real fast, though, let me just give some props to Alicia Cooper. I think that I saw last night 6 comedy albums.
Yeah.
People do not realize how hard that is to do. I got 1 comedy album out. I'm trying to still work on my next hour for my next comedy album, which I did the other one maybe like 4 years ago. It takes a lot of discipline and just being on stage, just being hilarious to have 6 hours worth of material. I take my hat off to you because that's not easy. Oh,
thank you. Thank you so much, Mark.
Kevin Hart to generate that type of, you know, to put the work in, because you have to have your digital footprint be expansive.
Yeah.
You know, like I not only got my comedy albums, but I also got a comedy series I put together called Prank Answers, where I go into businesses and prank their customers. But I wanted to create something that I could do over and over, and so that becomes a part of my digital footprint. I make money off that stuff. You gotta figure out how to make money. I heard somebody on Instagram say this week, you know, we're artists, so we never really focus on making money, and making money is a good way to start. Rob Minger, how do we stay in touch, bro?
Follow me on all social media at Rob Minger. That's Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. And if y'all tuning in, I got a big birthday show at Uptown Comedy Corner this Saturday. Would love for y'all to pull up.
You know what? I'm in town, man. I probably will pull up on you, man. You always crazy funny, bro. And we worked together not too long ago at Table 25. Oh, great, yeah. Time out. Great, great, great here in Atlanta. Ripping the stages. Where to next, Mark? Because I know you don't let no moss, no grass grow under your feet.
Back to New York. You said where to next?
Yeah.
Yeah, back to New York, doing New York grind, trying to get into all the major comedy clubs out there. So,
how's it going, man? Because, you know, shit, I have a hard time. The niggas be looking at me like, so what, you got 30 years?
Dude, the politics is hard. It's definitely hard, but I'm in 1 club so far. That's the Comic Strip. I'm working on 2 other ones. And thank you for introducing me to Keith Robinson, man. That's a real good dude. Mad props to him. That is one of the one comedians I will say will try to look out for you and try to help you in this game.
Yeah, he's a good guy, especially once he know that you dope.
Yeah, so I just want to give major props to him. Like, he's a different breed.
Yeah, he looked out for me, but since he had the stroke, the nigga be forgetting.
Even since he had the stroke, like, he still just gives. Like, that dude gives way more than I actually say I've than any other comedian I ever met. So yeah. He don't even know me. That's just off of your word, Rodney. So I appreciate you and Daphne.
Oh wow, good stuff. Yeah. Alicia Cooper, what's next, man? What's that? What comes out? What drop after the album?
I'm usually on Friday nights at the Comedy Store on Sunset. So if y'all ever in LA, stop by. And I got early September, I'm gonna be at a place in Dallas, Texas called TK's. Because I've been staying local as much as I could. And then in November, I'm from D.C., so I'll be at a place called the D.C. Comedy Loft. You can get the tickets now.
I like the D.C. Comedy Loft. You're gonna kill that. You're going to kill it.
I can't wait.
You're going to sell it out too much.
Yes, you can get the tickets for that right now on the D.C. Comedy Loft website. And follow me on Instagram at Alicia Cooper and the number 2. That's what I'm
going to do. When you at D.C. Comedy Loft?
I'm there in November.
Okay, that's gonna be a good look. Congratulations. That's a good club. I like it. It's small, but it's intimate and sexy. You know, that's a good place to record to catch an audio there too.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about doing, either some audio or some video, because you're right. And DC is just fire. You know, the people are so intelligent. You just have a good time.
Yep. Hey y'all, my name is Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. Mark Henderson, Rod Minger, and Alicia Cooper, my guests for the day. Thank you so much. Andromeda said it's been a good show. Thank you, Andromeda. She said you guys did a great job.
Thanks, Andromeda.
Thanks. Mad love, mad respect.
Hey, Tony McCovey.
Tony McCovey is still in the building. What about Sister Girl Productions is in the building? Hey, appreciate y'all. Hey, guys, that's our show for today. My name is Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. We'll be back tomorrow. That's our show for today. Hey, thank you, guys.
Get ready for America's number one funny man.
Funny man.
What? Hey. Make some noise. Ladies and gentlemen, from LA to New York, Chicago to Mississippi, let's give it up for America's number one funny man.